Welcome home, Angel, and welcome to Talks with Ty, the podcast. It's your girl, Ty, and I thank you so much for checking us out. Listen, join us weekly as we discuss all things life. You heard it right, and I mean life, adult life, that is. We're going into season 3, 2024, and we're excited about everything that we have coming to you this season. Join us as we are live interacting with family, friends, guys, girls, talking about everything life brings. Make sure that you're following us on our social media outlets on TikTok at Talks with Ty the Podcast, Facebook at Talks with Ty, and Instagram at Talks with Ty _. I look forward to seeing you. Come on in the room and let's talk about it. It's your girl, Ty. I'll catch you in the next episode.
It's y'all hoes sleep, bitch. I need y'all bitches to get up. If y'all sleep, bitch, get up. Fuck y'all hoes Valentine's. Let me tell you how I'm feeling right now. I feel like fuck y'all hoes Valentine's. Fuck, we here looking at y'all hoes with these motherfucking Valentine's flowers and these Valentine pictures and sitting up here talking about some y'all love y'all niggas. So, bitch, he fucking me. He fucking me. He fucking me, bitch. He fucking me. Bitch, he fucking me. That's what he doing. He fucking me. I'm sick of y'all. Bitch, y'all hoes sleep. I hope you ain't, bitch. And bitch, don't go to sleep too early tonight, motherfucker, bitch. Cause he's saving all that dick for me. He used to tell you we'd run away together. What gives you the right to be free? He said, be patient, just wait a little longer. But that's just an old fantasy.
It's just an old fantasy. It is just an old fantasy, baby, because he want me. He want me. The man want me. Oh my God, guys. Welcome to Talks with Ty Monday. Mindful Mondays with Talks with Ty. Happy Martin Luther King Day. Today is January the 15th, 2024. We are 15 days into the year. Okay. I hope that your new year is going the way that you need it to go. Okay. We have officially made it to another week. And your girl had a time this weekend. Okay. I had a time. Shout out to Andrea, Sade. Shout out to all the Coolidge alumni, Mootalk. Like, seeing every, it was so good to see everybody. Like, we got to do that. We got to do that more often. We got to get together like that more often. Y'all already know what time it is. You already know what I'm sipping on. Sipping. Sipping on Henny. Sipping on Remy. Sipping on Demi. Sipping on that double XL peach. Y'all, I'm just so happy to be here. Okay, I've really been being consistent. I'm so, let me clap it up for me one time. Clap it up. Clap it up. Clap it up one more time for your girl. And, you know what I'm saying? I've been getting, do you know, putting that work in. Tightening up with all the businesses that I got. I need to get it together, okay? Because it's 2024. It's 2024 and this is my mood, all right?
Out with the old and with the new. New car, new crib, new nigga too. Life moves so fast, let go of the past. Love a little more, cherish what you have. When the clock strikes 12, hold your glasses high. Make a wish and blow it to the sky. It's gonna be the best year of your life. Best year of your life. Best year of your life. La 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 la.
Y'all know what I forgot to say? You know what time it is. Cue the intro!
Welcome back to Talks with Ty the Podcast, baby. It's your girl Ty, and we are here for another edition of Mindful Mondays. I pray and hope that all is well with you, because all is well with me. Amen. It's snowing here. Like, it's really snowing. Y'all think we're going to have work tomorrow? I think we are. DC don't never shut. DC don't never shut down, okay? But before we get into the episode, y'all already know what time it is. Let's get into Ty's Jewel of the Day. This is a segment in the show where I like to put out a little bit of positivity into the world and hope that this seed planted will give you a beautiful, blessed harvest. Let's get into the Jewel of the Day, why don't we? Ty's Jewel of the Day. Hold on, I messed that all the way up. Hold on, y'all. I'm coming. Now, let's get back into the Jewel of the Day, why don't we? Ty's Jewel of the Day. Today, affirm that you are who you are because of where you have been. Your past missteps and letdowns have empowered you to navigate higher. Positive times always outweigh trying times. Acknowledge how great you are doing. You are always learning, growing, evolving, and rising toward better. Spend some time today and celebrate your commitment to continuing your journey. You could have gave up. You are destined to win and succeed. No matter what, keep growing through. That was Ty's Jewel of the Day for today. I hope that it helped somebody. Tonight's subject, okay, it's not going to be a long show, but I got to get this up off my chest. Tonight's subject, we'll be talking about standards, boundaries, and character. Let me turn this music down. I'm going to say that one more time. Standards, boundaries, and character. And this is just a continuation, okay, of what we talked about last week. Had a little situation with the girl going live last week. If you missed the show, go ahead and watch the playback. Everything's available up on YouTube, okay? It's on all my streaming platforms, actually. We talked about it. But I wanted to go a little bit further into this conversation because last week, and I don't know why I was finding this out so late, but last week I found out, do you guys remember the cheerleading coach down in Georgia that went viral for the What's Poppin' remix that she did for the return of her students after COVID? What's her name? Her name is Audrill Williams. She was a educator at Monroe High School, located, I'm not sure what part of Georgia it was in, but you may, I got some footage, so we're going to talk about it, but located in Georgia, and she was also the cheerleading coach. And this situation, like, really hit home for me. I'm not at her grade level, but I am in the school system. I work with educators, okay? I'm an educational aide, and I'm also the cheerleading coach. And so because I talked so heavily about this last week, the character portion is what we discussed last week, but I felt the need to talk about the standards and the boundaries because these things are part, these go hand in hand with character, okay? And this is just one situation, but when we say standards, boundaries, and character, I think that applies in everything that we do. And if you can't have one without the other, like, you got to have all three of these. You got to have all three. Like, if you're struggling in one area, that's cool, but, like, get it together, all right? Get it together. It's 2024. We got to hold ourselves accountable, and we really have to do better. So I'm going to play some footage, okay? Y'all already know. Now, this is via social media, and all of this, let me be very clear when I say that, any charges she's being accused of, any charges that she has been charged with, she has not been convicted of any crime. All of this is allegedly, okay? Now, we all know how social media is. It's full of everybody's, you know, opinion. It's full of everybody's opinion.
and, you know, opinions are like assholes, okay? Everybody has one.
All right, so we don't know the truth. This is all alleged. Let's get into this story and what she's been accused of. First, let me show you who she is and all this good stuff, because I think I got some good footage here. I just uploaded some stuff. I want to make sure that I'm uploading the right thing. So let's see if this is it.
School system teacher known for viral social media videos.
I don't think that's it. Hold on.
You now know what led to the arrest of a
dude. Okay, that was it. All right, let's get into this video.
School system teacher known for viral social media videos. A Daugherty County school system teacher known for viral social media videos has now resigned. The school system accepted the resignation in a special call meeting this morning.
That's right. WALB News 10's Mackenzie Petrie joins us live in studios about details that happened at that meeting. Mackenzie, what can you tell us?
Yes, after the meeting for over an hour in executive session, Superintendent Kenneth Dyer made a recommendation to accept the resignation of Adriana Williams, a teacher and cheer coach at Monroe Comprehensive High School. Mrs. Williams may ring a bell to many as WALB featured the teacher in our Good News segment back in 2020, following her viral Back to School rap video, which is on your screen now. Daugherty County Schools issued a statement about the special call meeting stating, quote, "The Daugherty County School Board of Education voted unanimously to accept the resignation of Adriana Williams in lieu of termination, with the understanding that the district will submit the appropriate reports to Georgia Professional Standards Commission," end quote.
Now, hold on. I had to stop that video right there. Let me tell you why. So this is in Daugherty County, Georgia. Okay. This is a predominantly black school. I'm going to paint this picture, because y'all see what we're talking about, okay? Standards, boundaries, and character. So I want to paint this picture vividly, because we're going to get into this conversation. She, as you just heard, was already being terminated, okay? She's an educator. I don't know if you guys know how teachers work, but teachers have to get basically a license. You have to qualify. You have to meet a criteria to teach, and then you have to get a license to teach, okay? So Daugherty County was going to terminate her, but she resigned in lieu of her termination. So she resigned before they could fire her. So ain't no suspended. We firing you. Now get into this now. Follow me, because I want to make sure from what I know, you know, this is just a conversation. All of this is alleged. She has not been accused of anything. But this is a big deal. I'm going to play the video from the beginning again. Let's go.
School system teacher known for viral social media videos. A Daugherty County school system teacher known for viral social media videos has now resigned. The school system accepted the resignation in a special call meeting this morning.
That's right. WALB News 10's Mackenzie Petrie joins us live in studios about details that happened at that meeting. Mackenzie, what can you tell us?
Yes, after the meeting for over an hour in executive session, Superintendent Kenneth Dyer made a recommendation to accept the resignation of Adriana Williams, a teacher and cheer coach at Monroe Comprehensive High School. Mrs. Williams may ring a bell to many as WALB featured the teacher in our Good News segment back in 2020, following her viral Back to School rap video, which is on your screen now. Daugherty County Schools issued a statement about the special call meeting stating, quote, "The Daugherty County School Board of Education voted unanimously to accept the resignation of Adriana Williams in lieu of termination, with the understanding that the district will submit the appropriate reports to Georgia Professional Standards Commission," end quote. We asked the school system if Mrs. Williams was the teacher that was placed on administrative leave. They did not confirm that, but they did say the investigation is still ongoing. In studio, Mackenzie Petrie,
A Daugherty County school system teacher known for...
Okay. So, they didn't confirm whether she was the teacher that was placed on administrative leave. Now, keep in mind, all of this happened right before Christmas. Okay, I'm just hearing about the stories, which is why I'm talking about it. But all of this occurred right before Christmas. So she was placed on, or they didn't confirm or deny whether it was her that was placed on leave. They had already made the determination that they were going to fire her in lieu of her termination. She resigned as a teacher. keep in mind, this is high school level. She's an educator, and she's also the cheerleading coach and has been for a couple years. Another little ball that I'm about to throw into the mix. Her father is on administration at the school. Some type of principal, vice principal. He's up there. Okay? So she works at this high school. Her father is a part of administration. She's an educator and a cheerleading coach. She had resigned in lieu of them already firing her. And as you just heard, they're going to go ahead and submit this investigation to the licensing, the people that license teachers in that county. Okay, that's what that was. So we're going to get into the second video. And I didn't say what she being accused of, so follow along, okay? Okay, next.
We now know what led to the arrest of a Daugherty County school teacher who was charged with sexual assault of a student.
WALB News 10's Mackenzie Petrie has been going through details of...
Did y'all hear what that just said? I'm going to play that one more time.
We now know what led to the arrest of a Daugherty County school teacher who was charged with sexual assault of a student.
WALB News 10's Mackenzie Petrie has been going through details of the arrest warrants issued for the teacher. Mackenzie?
Yes, in these arrest warrants, the investigator testified under oath that, to the best of their knowledge and belief, Audriana Williams did commit quote-unquote sexual assault by teacher at two separate locations on two separate dates. The warrant describes the offense stating, quote, said subject, who is a teacher at Monroe High School, did knowingly engage in sexually explicit conduct with a 12th grade student at Monroe High School. It also states that the first offense happened sometime in November, quote, the place of occurrence of said offense being Albany Strikers 1200 West Broad Avenue. The second warrant that was also signed by the magistrate judge on December 18th stated, quote, between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. on the second day of December, the place of occurrence of said offense being June Bugs Grocery Store. Mrs. Williams worked at Monroe High School, and she appeared in WALB News 10's Good News segment in 2020 after her back-to-school rat video went viral on social media. Mrs. Williams turned in her resignation on December 15th, 2 days after the school launched an investigation. She was arrested and bonded out of jail a week ago today. In studio, Mackenzie Petrie, WALB, your hometown news source.
Sis, really? Really? Now, all of this is alleged, but this is a serious allegation. And the only reason why I think this hit home for me is because I've been following Ms. Williams since 2020, since she went viral. So I have watched her build this program for these young ladies. I understand what that takes. I understand how much of yourself you have to give. She's assisted so many girls, her legacy. She did that. All for this. Now, please keep in mind, Miss Audriana is married to a military police officer, and they have a toddler son. They're a very viral. And when I say viral, I mean in reference to the internet. She's a very popular and viral internet personality. So is the cheerleading team. And to be accused of this? So y'all know when I first heard this, it was given no ma'am. But then I had to look into it a little bit. And she was actually arrested and charged with SA. On a student. This is not good. I'm going to play this second clip again, and then we're going to get into the messiness that the internet then conjured up, okay? I don't know, Miss Williams. Those boundaries, standards, had she kept that at the forefront with character, she wouldn't be in this situation. And I'm going to have a real conversation about this because I live it every day. Let me play this one more time. Stay with me now.
We now know what led to the arrest of a Daugherty County school teacher who was charged with sexual assault of a student.
WAOB News 10's Mackenzie Petrie has been going through details of the arrest warrants issued for the teacher. Mackenzie?
Yes, in these arrest warrants, the investigator testified under oath that, to the best of their knowledge and belief, Audriana Williams did commit quote-unquote sexual assault by teacher at two separate locations on two separate dates. The warrant describes the offense stating, quote, said subject, who is a teacher at Monroe High School, did knowingly engage in sexually explicit conduct with a 12th grade student at Monroe High School. It also states that the first offense happened sometime in November, quote, the place of occurrence of said offense being Albany Strikers 1200 West Broad Avenue. The second warrant that was also signed by the magistrate judge on December 18th stated, quote, between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. on the second day of December, the place of occurrence of said offense being June Bugs Grocery Store. Mrs. Williams worked at Monroe High School, and she appeared in WAOB News 10's Good News segment in 2020 after her back-to-school rat video went viral on social media. Mrs. Williams turned in her resignation on December 15th, 2 days after the school launched an investigation. She was arrested and bonded out of jail a week ago today. In studio, Mackenzie Petrie, WALB, your hometown news source.
They have arrested my good sis and charging her with SA. So something like this is very, first of all, I hope this is all alleged. I'm going to keep saying that, okay? Secondly, sis, I pray she got a good attorney because she's definitely going to need one. For them to go as far as firing her, they were going to fire her. She resigned before they fired her. Like, let's be clear. She was going to get fired. Whatever proof they have, it was enough to get a warrant to arrest her. I don't know if y'all know how serious that is. But you know me, I had to go look it a little bit further because I feel really affected by this. At some point, something was lost. We're going to talk about some points, but I'm going to move right along because we did. Here's some things that have come out on the internet in reference to this situation with her and this student. This is alleged, by the way.
What?
So I don't know if y'all can see that good. That's a live video taken at said place, which is a place that they're saying is school. Okay. And do you see how dark it is? You can barely see. I really didn't want to put the young boy's face up there because he is a minor, but this is already out on the internet, okay? The little boy and her in this dark space, and she's given, like, you know, she tried to kind of move out the way because she's being recorded. They're obviously caught off guard. He chuckles. He's giving a what? Okay. Look at it again.
What?
That's a live video. You can see the keys at the bottom. She looks kind of thrown off. He's cackling. It's off guard. So that's one thing that I found. Totally. Let me just say this. This is facts. That video is facts. Inappropriate. Period. Point blank. That is an inappropriate situation to be put in with a student. You're in the school, you're in a dark space, there is no one else around, it's just you and him, you get caught off guard and somebody's recording. That is all bad. Boundaries. Let's go.
Miss Williams, Monroe Viral Cheer Coach. as a professional that works with children as well, I wouldn't dare hang across my students or the student's neck. My faith is in you. My faith is in your character. My faith is in your integrity. Everything that has been mentioned is alleged. You are innocent until proven guilty. But y'all have got to watch how you deal with people's children. I'm just...
Facts. Straight facts. Too comfortable. I don't like the picture. I work around kids. They can't get up on... Boundaries. Now, she in high school. So, we all know these young ladies look grown. These young men look grown.
They fucking and sucking like it's band camp. Okay? They fucking and sucking. Alright?
She's a young lady. She's a beautiful woman. This is a mess. I don't think nobody really understands. Now, the picture in particular that is bothersome to me is going to be the picture to our lower, what's that? I'm trying to see. Our lower left-hand corner where she's like over his back, like kind of hugging him. That's a lot. The other ones, they could be innocent. But that particular one, that's a little bit too much energy. That's inappropriate for a married woman, and that's also inappropriate for a student-teacher relationship. If this was a man, it'd be a problem with all of them. So we got to hold the same standard for women. Let's get into this again.
Miss Williams, Monroe Viral Cheer Coach.
And I just want to say, they got a lot of pictures together. That's a lot of pictures. What's that, like 4, 5? I don't even know if I got one. I may have maybe 2. Just watch the video.
Miss Williams, Monroe Viral Cheer Coach. As a professional that works with
Hold on, y'all. I'm sorry. I didn't even get into the sign. The sign says that the picture is no longer available. So that's a screenshot from a device where that picture had been erased. So if it was innocent, I'm going to play the video. I'm going to stop. Okay, go.
Miss Williams, Monroe Viral Cheer Coach. As a professional that works with children as well, I wouldn't dare hang across my students or the student's neck. My faith is in you. My faith is in your character. My faith is in your integrity. Everything that has been mentioned is alleged. You are innocent until proven guilty. But y'all have got to watch how you deal with people's children. I'm just stressed over here. Now, I'm off screen.
So that's video one. Here is the next thing.
Now know what led to the arrest of a Dorothy.
I already played that, right? I think I did.
School system teacher.
I already played that. So here is what said to have had happened that caused all of this drama. Let's go.
Good morning, everybody. Apparently, one of the children that go to the school was one of the cheer managers for the team. Allegedly, they got put off because they was running their mouth and telling all the coaches' business. So when they allegedly got put off, that's when they took the picture out the iPad and they told somebody, and then the word got spread around. Then this fight right here happened, and then the little boy who was allegedly sleeping with the teacher was laughing at one of the girls who got beat up. Then the girl got mad and supposedly got on live and was like, but ain't you effing one of the teachers? And that's how all of this allegedly came about. And I'ma say allegedly because I don't want nobody come trying to sue me. But yeah, I got the video and I scratched out the child's name because I don't want y'all going to their page trying to bully them. But if you want to see the video, you can DM me on Instagram and I'll send it to you. So can y'all please leave Riri alone and get out her comments, because that poor baby ain't had nothing to do with this. And y'all just leave that damn baby alone.
Okay, so Riri is one of the cheerleaders. She's a senior this year at Monroe. And it was said initially when all of this came out that Riri was the reason why all of this happened. This young gentleman was suspected to be Riri's boyfriend, and that's how all this got out. But once I dug a little deep and looked around the internet world, I seen more than one source from the school agree with this young lady's story. So that's the only reason why I posted her story. Again, all of this is alleged. It's unfortunate. It sucks on so many levels, because here you have a predominantly black school that is getting amazing attention, amazing sponsorships. Like, her cheerleading program was probably one of the best in the U.S., especially for a black school, right? And then now you get hit with this allegation of SA with a 12th grade student. They're saying that it is a cheerleader's BF. Not sure if it's true. Don't really give a damn. It's wrong. So that brings me to exactly what I want to talk about tonight, because this is how we get ourselves in these type of situations. And I'm only speaking on this subject simply because I am an educator that works in the school system that is also the cheerleading coach. Adriana Williams is me. And it's not that we don't get hit with things. When you're a younger woman of certain particular taste, you're attractive, you kind of thick, these things, you're still young, like you got yourself together, but you still can get down. You know what I'm saying? You may have a child approach you in a unbecoming or uncomfortable or unprofessional way. You have to check it at the gate. If not, you're going to find yourself in a situation like this. And I'm only saying it because I've had to do it. And I'm in middle school. They coming at your neck. When I first started, I was tested. Comments were made. You have to check that type of behavior at the beginning. You have to set the standard. These are people's children that you are dealing with, and you are the adult. This is happening more than I want it to, especially with women. Women who are educators or working in the school system are getting caught dealing with minors. Again, her situation is alleged. She has not been convicted of anything. But even alleging that I did something like that is insane. Where is the standard? Across the board, set the standard with the students. They're only going to do what you allow them to do. We ain't laughing about you telling me
Coach Ty got a fat ass.
That's not funny coming from you. You 13, 14, 12, 15 years old.
You don't know nothing about nobody's ass being fat. And you damn sure don't know what to do with mine. Stop it. Right now. And don't ever play with me like that, or I'm going to send your ass home for the rest of the year. How about that?
You've got to set the standard. Because see, they think you cool or less. You got to set the standard. You got to set the standard. The fact that she is even in this situation is crazy to me. Somewhere a standard was not set. A boundary was crossed. And she let it happen. I'm not saying that she did the act of the assault, but what I'm saying is, to even be in this predicament, boundaries have been crossed. The photos, boundaries have been crossed. The videos, boundaries have been crossed. So we didn't set the standard, and somewhere there was no clear boundary. We can see you and this young guy, this child, young man, and I have a 19-year-old son. I get it. My son is grown, but he's still my baby. You have a, you're in a dark space as a leader, as an educator. That's just an inappropriate. And y'all could have been crossing paths. Hey, I don't know. I ain't here to do all that. But what I'm saying is it's inappropriate to be caught on video. What is funny? I would have probably been like, what is funny? Like, first of all, we're not doing that. That's not what this is. Don't laugh. Like, check that. If that's not what it is, check it. But that was giving a little scared. That caught in the dock was giving a little.
Oh, shit. It was giving a little, oh, shit.
Look.
What? What?
Look, what you mean, what? Hold up, stop. That ain't what this is. I'm trying to figure out why you back here. You just have to come back here with a camera, baby. Don't play with me. Play with your mother, play with somebody else. Don't play with me. You got to set that, I'm telling you, that standard, that boundary, or you going to find yourself with a case, man. No standard, boundary clearly crossed. Clearly crossed. Now, here's what you don't know. Monroe High School, Miss Williams, her father is on some type of administration at that school. When I was reading up on some things, it said that he's a principal. I don't know if he's the principal of the school or acts as an assistant principal. Either way, terrible. Now, the cheerleading coach, okay, she's the head coach. Her sister is her assistant coach. And then I want to say two other athletes or previous athletes that she had also help her assist with this team. She has two teams. She had two teams, a JV and a varsity team, and they're big teams. I coach a 28-girl team by myself. We're a level one team, novice, but it's a lot. So I get her needing the help, needing the assistant. But this is where character comes in. Okay, we talked about the standard. We talked about the boundary. Now we're going to talk about this character. You, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, because again, this is alleged. Let's just say this is true. Hypothetically, this may be true. Somebody knew about it. Ain't no way you got your sister with you as your assistant coach. Other coaches on your staff, these cheerleaders be with us like white on rice. Somebody saw something inappropriate. Somebody saw something that they thought, and they didn't say anything. The cheerleaders at my school think I'm messing with the athletic director. Like, we're two consenting adults, though. So even if I was, I'm just saying, we're two consenting adults. This is, and that's just because of our bond, our relationship. This is a child. You mean to tell me nobody saw nothing? Nobody saw anything that was appropriate. Your sister wasn't sitting in a practice and seeing him come in or seeing you go out and ain't check you. Ain't nobody check you. No, ma'am.
Y'all hoes better tighten up.
No, ma'am.
Y'all hoes better tighten up.
No, ma'am.
Y'all hoes better tighten up.
I need me some people around that's going to check me if I'm doing some crazy
ass shit.
I need a circle of friends that's going to say, Takiya, what are you doing? You might be a little, you might have lost it, but we need you to bring it back. We need you to bring it back. Where is the character, not just of you, because we already see that your character may have fallen short. If this is true, your character is compromised. Where are the people around you? Oh, she is a Delta Sigma Theta Soror, HBCU college graduate, educator, black educator, have one of the top teams in the country, all for some
12th grade dick?
Y'all hoes better tighten up.
It's pissing me off all over again, okay? It's pissing me off all over again, girl!
Where are the people that forgot to hold you accountable, sis? And let me tell y'all something. A lot of people might say, Ty, why you feel bad for her? I feel bad for her. Let me tell you why. Because my character, let me say this. My character ain't never fell short. But I have made mistakes. I have made mistakes because I thought that I knew what I was doing. And I realized that I didn't. I may not have been humble. I may not have been willing to receive certain information that could have saved me from a mistake. She has made a mistake, no doubt. I do believe that her standards, boundaries, and characters fell a little bit short. Because character, she wouldn't be doing this. I'm
not fucking with no kid. I can't do it. It's disgusting, and it's just not who I am. I'm not doing that.
But you know, whatever the case may be, that went out the window. You know what I'm saying? The character went out the window because she wouldn't even be in this predicament. It's crazy. It is crazy. It's messed up. But it is what it is. And so I think that that's why I feel for her because, you know, she's a married woman, right? And I'm not here to judge anybody's marriage because I, too, have been in a marriage and it's difficult. Marriage is work. I get it. But a child, this is somebody's son on the way to college. You know, it's somebody's son on the way to college. And sis, you were supposed to set the standard. You were supposed to set the boundary. You were supposed to have the sense to say, if you don't get your
a little wet behind the ears ass on, boy.
That's why I say this internet, it's only what people want you to see. You would think that she is a happily married woman. And maybe she is. Maybe she fell short to temptation, but what at what cost? And I can't help but to think what this mom is going through. Her son probably has scholarships, colleges looking at her. His face is all over the internet. For what?
A piece of pussy.
And we don't know the story. We don't know if he got her to do it, if she tempted him to do it. I'm just saying, this is the lives of two black people who are just legacies messed up. Like the program is ruined. This is bad. This is so bad. I can't imagine being the mother of this young man. Like, what? No colleges want to deal with that. He's viral. His face is viral. And he's still a kid for real. Unfortunately, it's common with high school kids. It is common, and that's the problem. That is exactly the problem. It's too common. What is happening to the standard? What is happening to the standard? What is happening? And see, these kids put everything on the internet now. So I'm going to tell you something. If you humping on a kid and you work in the school system, you're going to get caught. Because they put everything on the internet. We're living in a different age. They put everything on the internet. They think it's cool. And I think that another thing, a boundary, right? We can't get so comfortable in coaching and being around the athletes that we forget that we are the adults. We forget that we are the standard holders, the character builders. You cannot forget that. I play with my girls. I TikTok. I do all that with my girls. We're going to enjoy. We're going to turn up. We're going to have a great time.
But I am not your fucking friend.
Y'all hoes better tighten up.
And they know it.
I don't play that. I do not play that. But it starts at home. Parents don't teach or they forget they are parents. I cannot say, okay, Jill, I can't say that with this. I have a 19-year-old son. He's an adult. He's a legal adult, okay? He's out. He's in his the prime of his career. He makes good money for 19. He's doing dang good for himself. Let me clap it up for my son. Okay? Let's just take it back a year. Okay? When he was in high school. He was active. Okay? He was active. And I knew. And I did the things that I could to educate my son about hygienic issues, about himself, about sexuality, period. You know, as best as I could. My parents never had the sex talk with me. So I made sure that I kept that at the forefront with me and my son because it's going to happen. Your kids are going to become sexually active at some point. It's going to happen. I think that education is key. I don't doubt for one second. This is what seems to be a handsome young man, football player, 12th grade, in his prime, probably on his way to college. You understand what I'm saying? I'm sure his mother has had these conversations with him. Most black women do. Most black women are talking to their sons about having sex. Because we don't want to be no grandma. You understand what I'm saying? Most of us is like, wrap it up. Especially if they in the sports, they out, they about, they popular, they popping. Most black women, I'm not saying all, but most of us are saying, boy, don't you bring no baby up in here. You better let me know if you need something. Even if the conversation may not have been extensive as the ones that I've had with my son, but it's given, don't you bring no baby up in here. So you're obviously aware that your son is in this transition. He's wet behind the ears. He's feeling himself.
He done got him a little piece of poom-poom, okay? So
I'm sure his mother knew that. And I'm sure that those conversations or comments have been made. But to be doing it with a teacher, the level of frustration and anger that I would feel for my son to be messing with one of his teachers. Like, that's a no-no. Hell, my son 19. And he on his own, he make his own money. I do absolutely nothing for my son. He takes care of himself. Hell, sometimes he take care of me. I'm still going to have a problem if a woman is too old dealing with my son. I'm going to have a problem with that. I'm having a problem with that. This situation, I can't put this on mom. Because what we understand as we grow as parents is our kids are going to do exactly
what the fuck they want to do. Period.
They're going to do it. So we have to do our best to prepare our children. Lead and guide. Have the conversations. I talk to my son until I'm blue in the face. He listen to some stuff he don't. It is what it is. All I'm here is your mom to lead and guide you. You have to grow with your child. Parenting changes as your child grows. I can't be the 13-year-old mom to AJ, or I can't be the mom that I was when AJ was 13 that I am now with him being 19. He's telling me stuff. Jesus. But I'm his mama. And I have to continue to create that safe space for him to come and talk to me. You know? So I can continue to lead and guide him. You train up a child as they should go. In the ways that they should go. This woman, her son, which through research, he's a star player on the football team. So he's just not, you know. Okay, he's being looked at. This is crazy. This should not be happening. This is, I don't know. I feel bad for those girls. You know, I feel bad for those girls. An entire legacy done. Like, if you don't follow her on social media, go check this story out. Go check her out. Look at the amazing things that she has done with this team. And the amount of work that this woman has done is not easy. Do you understand me? What she has done to build up this team. And not only that, the platform that she has built, that her other athletes are using the platform to better themselves, to better the community. Like, she has affected her community. So I know that this is a hard hit for her community. She's out in the streets. I mean, they do amazing things there. But again, social media only lets you see people. You only see what the people want you to see. Let me tell you, everybody ain't posting their struggle. This is why it's so important not to wish that you was in nobody else's shoes. This is why it's so important to not wonder, oh, how she get that, why she get that, why I ain't got it. Because, baby, you don't know what nobody got going on. I mean, when I looked at her program, that's one that I saw for my team. I'm like, I want my program to be like this. I want to model it off of this. Like, everything that she's doing, she's going back in the computer. Like, this is dope. All to know that at some point, if this is true, that the standard boundaries and character was compromised, I won't be nothing like that. I won't be nothing like that. You know, I don't want my team to be like that. I don't ever want to lose a standard, the character, the boundaries. I'm teaching my girls something more. This sucks. This is a team that me and all my cheerleaders followed. My girls be like, Coach Ty, we want to do this like that. We want to walk out like this is that team. She was that coach. They were those girls. I pray that this is not true. But to even be in a predicament like this is not okay. I had to talk about this tonight. I think that understanding your circle, understanding who you around. Get around some people that are going to hold you accountable, because sometimes we get lost. It happens to us all. It has happened to me. But I thank God for my circle. People that could pull me up out of my dark mess when I may not have it right. I mean, get you some people that's going to hold you accountable, man. So that you never lose sight of the standard, the boundaries. That your character isn't for sale. My character is never for sale. It's just not. I hope that this may touch somebody in a different way tonight. If you're struggling, or even if you are looking at something or someone else or something that somebody else got and you think that you want it, you need, you don't know what the hell nobody else been through to get what they got. Walk in your own path. And yes, it's hard not to look at what people have. We all go through it. Dang, I ain't where I want to be looking at this person, thinking that they got, you don't know what the hell nobody doing. Focus on you. Maintain the standard. Stay within your boundaries and stay in your lane. Make sure your character is of integrity. That's all you got to do. You're going to be just fine. You're going to be just fine. Listen, I hope that you guys enjoyed the show. I really just wanted to come up here and talk about this tonight, because I hate that this happened to a sister like me, to anybody, to a child, to children. You know, make sure that you just think about what you're doing and get around some people that want to really see you win. You know, it's never going to let you compromise your integrity. It's about what you do when no one's looking. I hope that you guys enjoyed the show. Thank you so much for rocking with me. Happy MLK Day. Thank you, Dr. King, for all you've done, your legacy. And even he wasn't a perfect man, but his character was never questioned. Listen, it happens. Y'all make sure y'all follow us on all social media outlets. Follow us on Instagram at talkswithty_. Okay, and make sure you're subscribed to our YouTube channel. Shout out to everybody watching this live and everybody watching it on playback. All right, I appreciate you. And make sure you follow us. We are now on TikTok at Talks with Ty the Podcast. Thank you guys so much for rocking out with me. I think that my time is up. It's been an hour. Let me know how y'all feel about this. Go ahead and drop a comment. Let me know how y'all feel about this. I know I have some parents out there who are parents of athletes. Like, what would you do? And I know I have some educators. Like, have you ever been in a situation like this? And what did you do? Let's talk about it. Come on in the room, y'all. Shout out to everybody watching. I will see you guys tomorrow for Talks with Ty Tuesdays. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'd be so excited when y'all tune in. Like, I just love it. I love doing this show. It's really, truly a part of my identity. And I'm grateful. Okay? Until tomorrow, be blessed. No stress. Talks with Ty the Podcast out. Bye!
Human beings have one job. Self-care. Take care of yourself. So that when the people you love fall, your arms will be strong.
I can't save nobody. I put my cape down, sorry. I'm gonna need some boundaries. Cause I'm keeping my peace. I can't save nobody. Put my cape down, sorry. I'm gonna need some boundaries.